It's grisly work excavating the earth at two mass graves near the town of Bitlis in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast. Both sites are close to a rubbish dump which was used by the local police station. So far, 20 bodies have been found. The victims are believed to belong to what Kurds simply call the disappeared. Ayfa's father is one of them. She's now 25, but was only 10 when she says her father was dragged from their home by soldiers in the middle of the night. Ayfa has devoted her life to finding him. My father doesn't have a grave. He's all alone. When we find him, we'll be able to dig a grave for him in a cemetery and he will have a place in the world, she says. It was so hard growing up not knowing where he is. Ayfa is one of thousands trying to find the remains of loved ones. Her father was a victim of the Turkish state's dirty war against the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, which has been fighting for Kurdish rights since 1984. Emma Sinclair Webb of the US-based Human Rights Watch says the disappearances were part of a state policy to terrorize the local civilian population.
In the early 90s, there was a policy of rounding up of hundreds and thousands of civilians and giving them no proper trial or judicial process, but rather taking them in, threatening them, torturing them. There were systematic torture throughout that period. And then a lot of others were simply never heard of again. And in that region, hundreds, even thousands of people disappeared, or sometimes bodies were found too at the time, but not identified. And there was no attempt to discover how the killings took place and who by. So there is a massive legacy in Turkey of impunity for the past abuses, for the disappearances and killings.
Observers say that dark legacy continues to remain an open wound in Turkey. The discovery of these latest mass graves led to thousands of Kurds protesting against what they call is the government's silence over this issue. For years, the main Kurdish party has called for an investigation into the disappearances, but the authorities have dismissed this demand as terrorist propaganda. That is until now. Sezgin Tanrıkulu, a leading Kurdish lawyer and now responsible for human rights for the main opposition CHP party, says Turkey must face up to what happened during the conflict.
Bugün yaptığımız öneri, Kürt meselesi bakımından, demokrasi meselesi bakımından ve Türkiye'de aydınlatılmamış.
What we're asking for today can put us on a road to reconciliation and achieving justice for all those unknown killings. For the Kurdish issue, for democracy, he says. Tanrıkulu is calling for a truth commission to be set up by parliament on a non-party basis. He said it should investigate unsolved political killings and cases involving missing persons that have occurred since Turkey's military coup in 1980. The ruling AK party has so far rejected such calls. But pressure is also growing from the EU, which Turkey is seeking to join. Richard Howard, the spokesman for the European Parliament's Committee on Turkey, says the government has to change its attitude.
There is still, in amongst the ruling class in Ankara, a heavy defensiveness against Kurdish rights and the default position, not just for the government, but for those around them, is to simply attack the terrorism of the PKK.
The mounting pressure on the government does appear to be having an effect. Last weekend, the Turkish Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, met with mothers of the disappeared in a highly publicised event. He promised to look into their individual cases, but refused calls for a parliamentary investigation. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.